I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
All right, you guys. Let me give you a little peek behind the scenes here, okay? When the mics come on and we start the show, you guys probably think this is a prepared show. It's been sitting in here 20, 30 minutes. Doing show prep, trying to figure out what we're going to talk about in the very first segment, maybe. Let me give you a little peek behind the scenes. It is a cluster F sometimes before we start the show. There are people scrambling in here sometimes 30, 60 seconds before we hit the mic. Sometimes you come in here and you're so scattered you don't even know what day it is, Kristen.
I swear to God, I thought it was Thursday. I mean, and y'all were actually really sweet about it. And Cassie's like, no, honey, like, look behind you. You can look at, we're not messing with you. It's really Friday. You can look behind you on the TV screen and it has, like, the actual date, like, the day of the week and the date. I don't know why. I mean, I'm happy about it. I don't know why.
No doubt.
I don't know why I was so adamant it was Thursday.
That's, if you're going to air, though, that's the better way to air, right? When you think it's Friday and it's Thursday, then you're like, oh, this day is going to be so long. This is like a bonus day now for you.
It 100% is.
So Kristen runs in here all scattered, and she's like, okay, I just want to let you guys know for the first break. Wait a second. It's Thursday, so we're not doing that. And then Cassie goes, no, it's Friday. And she's like, no. And she stares at the clock like...
She wouldn't accept it.
She wouldn't accept it.
You wouldn't accept that. It was Friday.
Well, we've messed with her one too many times.
Yeah, that's the hazards of working here.
So that's the first layer. And then the second layer is Mo being Mo, where he goes, I know it's Friday because my suitcases are in the hall. And we're like, what do you mean your suitcases are in the hall? Where are you going?
Costa Rica.
He never tells us until the last day before he's about out the door.
I don't know why I thought I did. I really did think I brought this one up. I didn't bring this up at the aquarium that I was going for a birthday.
You did. I didn't know it was this weekend.
Oh, okay. I brought it up to KK. I brought it up to one person.
No, that's right, because we were talking about the long weekend and what we were doing, and I was joking, I'm going out of town a whole 2 hours away. And you're like, I'm going to Costa Rica.
Why are you telling her? She doesn't even know what day it is.
That's a fair point.
I'm always done this before with the Maldives. He tells us on Friday he's going halfway across the world.
Dubai.
Rome. Didn't even tell us about that. I didn't see that one on Instagram.
All right, so from now on, when I'm going somewhere, y'all want me to just walk into their room and announce it?
Yes.
I guess when I'm planning my trips or I have something going on and exciting in my life, I just share it with these guys during commercials or when you guys are listening to songs or whatever. It'll just come up, right? I think part of it is because these are my friends, but also I'm trying to keep us all from just like being totally focused on anything but our personalities. I'm trying to keep the room warm, right?
But for you're also excited because you love to travel.
I love to travel.
Who doesn't want to share like with your friends? Oh my God, I get to go to X place.
Like the first thing I did when you walked, you were barely in the door today. I'm like, you guys, I'm going to the surf ranch.
Yes.
And that's not until June. All right. So Mo comes in here. What is Costa Rica this weekend?
It's my lady's birthday celebration.
Okay.
So like a group of us are going to Costa Rica. Costa Rica to celebrate.
That's fantastic, man.
I love how instead of choosing, hey, let's go to this steakhouse in our city, you're like, let's go to Costa Rica.
No, I would have preferred the steakhouse in the city. This was not my choice, but this is what she wanted to do, so this is what we're doing.
Good now, keep her. In mind, when dude joined the show, he hadn't traveled anywhere. This is, like, really exciting that you had never traveled until...
No, not anywhere. I mean, I've probably been, like, five places. I went to, like, Mexico, the Puerto Rico, the typical places. I just never went, like really traveled. The way that I'm traveling now, these 10-hour-plus trips, I've never done that before, no.
So where in Costa Rica are you going, or do you even... You don't even know?
No idea. No Costa Rica. That's all I got.
So they just tell you what time to be at the airport, and you just get on the plane, and you just roll with it.
Literally. That is all I know. I don't know where I'm staying. I don't know what part we're in. I don't know where I'm landing. I just know I'm going to Costa Rica.
You haven't been able to do what a person with anxiety does, and that is you research where you're staying, and then you also research, okay, is this a resort? Do they have restaurants? Well, let's check out the restaurants. Well, we got to check out the restaurant menu so I know what I want to order. What if I go to said restaurant?
At some point, I'm going to be on an ATV. That's all I got. That's all I got.
All right.
Yeah, this is how I live my life. I woke up at 5:30. I was in such a rush. I had to finish packing my bags. I reached in my pocket. I realized I forgot to put my ring cam back on my door. It's in my pocket. Okay, this is how I live my life, y'all.
He's literally holding his ring camera right now.
I just realized that I was charging it, and I put it in my pocket to put it on the door as I left.
Yeah.
And I ran here, and it's in my pocket now. So there's that. That's how I live my life.
So you can do this. He can do this because others are organizing the trip for him. So you have enough confidence in them that you don't even have to do the research.
Exactly
right?
That. Because I don't like to do the research. I hate that part.
Well, if you really think about it, I mean, and this is speaking generally, like I know in my household, I make all the plans when it comes to trips. I book the Airbnb or VRBO. I book like the excursions. I book where, you know, I book where we're going. So I think a lot of times there are spouses and there are husbands who just show up and have no idea what you're doing or where you're going, what the place looks like that you're staying, etc.
It's lovely.
Yeah.
Well, have a good time in whatever city you're going to in Costa Rica.
Thank you.
On your ATV.
I appreciate it. I might be getting there by ATV.
My guess is like you're going somewhere like, does the words Manuel Antonio ring a bell at all?
I don't know either one of those guys.
Okay. Okay. All right, have a good trip.
Thank you.
The Burt Show.